boys, we have a problem. The island shut down. Her heartland's been vacated. She's just like an old ghost town. My thoughts go back some 20 years when I just finished school. Some friends and I were heading west to find some work to do. Just like my dad's generation, 30 years before, they had packed up their belongings in search of something more. To Montreal's big factories or a freighter on the lakes. And if that led to nothing, then they'd try the Boston States. Oh, I bet there's work in Boston. My father went down there when things died in the 50s. Her fortune he did share. He said goodbye, Cape Breton. Said hello, the Boston States. I guess it's come full circle now. I must be on my way. First it was the fishery back in 92, and the Grand Banks were exhausted and the industry was through. And then the suits at Cisco, oh, they shut the steel plant down. The death of it in Sydney, it sent shockwaves through the town. Oh, and now the mine is closing. Prince will bring an end to 200 years of coal pits and a way of life, my friend. It costs too much to keep them up, just not worth the fuss. I guess I'll bum a buck or two and I'll take a westbound bus. Oh, I bet there's work in Boston. My father went down there when things died in the 50s, her fortune he did share. He said goodbye, Cape Breton. Said hello, the Boston States. I guess it's come full circle now. I must be on my way. So I've heard the family stories all about those early days. But folks from Nova Scotia, they all worked Boston States. Some would stay a year or two, and some stayed all their lives. That land of opportunity, she sure looks good tonight. And it's not that I like leaving, I can't stick around. And it's not that I like mining, but when the rate went down, I did what was expected, just like all my brothers did. The coal was in the blood, you know, we learned it as a kid. But now all that is over, so I'm to hit the road. And I've tramped all through Alberta, then back here to the coast. It means I'll try New England now, she's not too far away. Must be time to get in line for the Boston States. Oh, I bet there's work in Boston. My father went down there when things died in the 50s, her fortune he did share. He said goodbye, Cape Breton. Said hello, the Boston States. I guess it's come full circle now. I must be on my way. Thank you.
On WUMB, you're listening to Down East Cayley. I'm your host, Marcia Young Palmateer. We started tonight with a set of reels played by Teresa McClellan, accompanied on piano by her sister Marie. They played Sandy McIntyre's Trip to Boston, written by John Campbell, Anne Macquarie, a reel written by Donald Angus Beaton for my dear friend Anne, who just had her birthday the other day, and a traditional tune, Over the Isles to America. After that, David Stone, from St. Peter's, Cape Breton, great songwriter. This is one of my favorites of the many fine songs he's written, The Boston States. And we just heard Colin Grant. He started with Colin Rankin, a tune written by Glenn Graham. The Smirnoff Gigolo was written by Andrea Beaton, Glenn's cousin. And Kinnon Beaton, their uncle, provided the tune Glenn Graham. And Colin finished up the set with his own tune, Chicago Wildlife. Coming up, we have some music from Shetty Camp. Marcel O'Coin with a song, and Mark Boudreau with... Coming up, we have some music from Shetty Camp, a song from Marcel O'Coin, and some tunes from Mark Boudreau. But first, here are Felix and Formage from Newfoundland with Rio Rimouski here on WUMB.
Et de ce jour, mon cœur s'en souviendra. je n'ai plus mes 20 ans. Sans la revoir, je dois donc m'en aller. Vous lui direz que mon cœur lui pardonne ses faux serments et ses baisers menteurs, puisque le s'aimer au fond de la moyenne.
Thank you.
WUMB, this is Down East Cayley. We started with Felix and Formanger, Bernard Felix and Norman Formanger, with Reel Rimouski, the Rimouski Reel, popular tune throughout French Canada. Then we heard Marcel O'Coin from Shettycamp with J'avais Juré. It means something, I am the juror, and I can't tell you more than that. I envy those of you who are fluent in French. And we just heard Marc Boudreau. He was accompanied by Joel Chasson on piano. And on guitar, the inimitable Dave McIsaac. He played Space Available, a tune written by another Shetty Camper, the late lamented Marcel Doucette. Alois Kirk, The Princess Royal, The Dismissal Reels, written by Sandy McLean, and The Sally Gardens. Coming up, we have a song about a tragedy that happened in March of 1914, just off the coast of Newfoundland. Many lives were lost. Hard-working men who had to scrape to make a living, they were on the ice, sealing. And the deaths did not need to be so many if it weren't for the greed and selfishness and stupidity of the captains and the owners of the ships. Daryl Grant of Madabo learned about the story by reading Death on the Ice by Cassie Brown. This song is the result, and I hope she's heard it because it's a great one. We'll precede that with some tunes from Newfoundland by Bristol's Hope on WUMB.
Thank you. When I was just a young, young man, I roamed along the banks of Newfoundland. And I'd ride high, swing low, everywhere I'd go. When I was just a young, young man. But 1914 was a winter of little hope. And though my love said I should fear to go, we were daring lads, the best of lads, gone from Doting Cove to the seal hunt, ice floe, set of laws I met toes. Fortune cast her crooked die, two stowaways were found. Omens rippled deep down in the hold. The ice was tight and our ship would soon be trapped. We were never once to burn down in the fat. Near a dozen days locked in wait, and then off to the Stefano on a dead man's hike across the jagged rounded foes. By mid-morn mare's tails were lashing off our backs. Sun dogs licked the blood up off the sky. I said, Skipper George, we'll rue this more than the great green land, when you were just a young and strapping man. But I'll have no more, the devil's storm is brewing for these pans. And I turned my back on those poor, poor lads. By nightfall, the cracking howl of the banshee on the sea tore at every man who turned to the ship with me. There were four score, never more, lost from the Newfoundland, when I was just a young, young man. I was just a young, young man.
On WUMB, you're listening to Down East Cayley. We just heard Ivan Hicks from Riverview, New Brunswick, with McDonald's of Highfield, one of his compositions. Before that, Madabo, a group from Fredericton, New Brunswick. Mike Doyle was the lead singer there. Daryl Grant wrote the song, and the third member of the band is John Weaver. The song, Young, Young Man, about that tragedy on the ice 98 years ago. And we started with Bristol's Hope, featuring Baxter Wareham on the button accordion, Max and Herb's tunes, Mac Masters and Herb Reed, were tunes that Baxter learned back in Harbor Buffett and Placentia Bay. Coming up, we have music from Prince Edward Island with Richard Wood and Patricia Murray. But first, let's look at upcoming events. Next Saturday, March 10th, the Canadian American Club in Watertown is having Richard Wood and Gordon Belcher in from Prince Edward Island for a dance. That will be mostly square sets. I'm sure there'll be some waltzes and other round dancing put in there also. The last time Richard and Gordon were in town, they had a large and enthusiastic crowd that you could hardly get off the dance floor. Saturday, March 17th, the French American Victory Club in Waltham is having a corned beef dinner followed by a dance with the Country Masters. While that same night, the Canadian American Club, having already had their corned beef dinner, will be having a St. Patrick's Pub Night in their downstairs hall. Sunday, March 18th, the French American Victory Club is having a jamboree hosted by the Country Master that goes from 2 to 6. And also, Sunday, March 18th, the Cape Breton Gaelic Club will be meeting at the Canadian American Hall in Watertown. And they'll be starting early because starting this month, Gordy O'Coyne will be leading a fiddle session that begins at 2 p.m. We'll go on to the rest of the program, which includes, of course, Gaelic songs by Kite McKillop. And there's always tea, and there's usually goodies. That is Sunday, March 18th, starting at 2 o'clock. Saturday, March 24th, the Canadian American Club is having a dance with the Country Masters. Sunday, March 25th, Coldus Cultori Aaron takes over at the Canadian American Hall for a session. The full session starts at 3, the slow session at 1:30. And the Canadian American Club is having a dance Saturday, March 31st, with Jason Sawyer and Bakersfield Sound. Now, every Friday night, you know about the open sessions in the downstairs hall from 9 to midnight at the Canadian American Club. Something new has been added there, too. Starting this Friday night, at 7 o'clock, Mary McGilvery will be there to teach the square sets and some steps to anyone who would like to try. You've probably seen Mary step dance at dances at the Canadian American Club. She's also an excellent teacher. For more information on these and many more events, go to our website, cayley.org, that's CEILIDH.org. There's events there for the Boston area and also for Atlantic Canada. The music for our calendar tonight is by John Allen Cameron. A march composed by Scott Skinner, Miss Laura Andrew. Coming up, we have Patricia Murray from Summerside, Prince Edward Island, with a Gaelic song written in PEI in the late 19th century by James N. McKinnon, Cumisush Gaelic, Let's Keep Up the Gaelic. But first, here's Richard Wood with an air, and I hope that this will prove true. The title is Gloomy Winters Now at Waugh. Here's Richard on WUMB.
Thank you. apsuosa gali kain chermaher hein khuin an lek if basi ke be kent en chech sirin noger tal khura kragen gel an an briaren blan ria fai tronkek kam apsuosa gali kain chnar salok trein khoshin klu Na plan of aanskach kern van grein Wieger tuse ravi striche her sa klei Oners gruna paun rin dur vi kach gun hei Kum af suase halik kainch nam barts nan trein Aun an gulu jari na vi kach gulair Kainch es mi Sanim krave pier Chvisa iku kanyak nurik tane
WUMB, you've been listening to Down East Cayley. I'm your host, Marcia Young Palmateer. We just heard Slanchava featuring the pipes of John McPhee. They played Silver Spear, Concertina Reel, and Three Crowns. Before that, we heard Patricia Murray with Cumishoosh Agalic, written by James N. McKinnon, sometime in the late 19th century. Troy McGilvery accompanied Patricia on piano and violin. And we started with Richard Wood, with Gloomy Winters Now Awa, fingers crossed. We're going to leave you with some tunes from the Maine French Fiddlers. That's the M-A-I-N-E French Fiddlers, featuring Jerry Robichaud, who's originally from St. Paul, New Brunswick, Don Roy, and Lucien Mathieu. And the tunes are La Guinelle, Reel des Oignons, Onions, Money Musk, and Allie Crocker. This is the sound that I grew up loving in New Hampshire. I hope you can stick around for Sandy Sheehan and Traditional Folk after that. He'll be here until midnight. Next week, we'll bring you Irish music from Atlantic Canada. And until then, oikivaliv, agus pianach leave.